Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's
that woke me up.
Most outspoken editors talk promo products and more. I'm Joe Haley. I'll be today's guest host, driving the ship, and Michelle Bell, editor of SGR, is over there giggling and groaning. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Also in the studio, as usual, is the vivacious Kathy Houston. Vivacious today.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I'm getting ready for ping pong. This afternoon.
I knew who you were going to play ping pong with.
Jan.
All right. Hey. Also in the studio is Jan. He is the head of ASI Central, joining us, sitting in Melinda's seat. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Jan's French, so we have to say bonjour.
Bonjour.
I can't say it.
No.
Also, as usual in the studio, rocking the sound effects is the one and only Mina Lee.
Yay!
With no sound effects, we have Jan. And, of course, answering your phone calls, as usual, is the man, the myth, the legend, Facebook, Vinny Driscoll. You can give us a call today at 215-953-4979, where we're going to be talking about social media. Exactly which social media platform is best for your business. And we have a couple of experts in here when it comes to social media. I'm not looking at you, Michelle. I'm pointing at Jan. I am looking at you. We have Jan, and, of course, we have Vinny, who knows a lot about social media. Remember, give us a call. The lines are now open at 215-953-4979. But let's get an idea what else we're going to be talking about today. Kathy?
Well, apparently we're going to have a quick quiz that people could take. What kind of collaborator are you? Michelle's going to regale us with tales of the Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting that she attended this week, and that's pretty cool. I'll tell you about mistakes leaders make that scare employees to death. And Jan will tell you how to make a decision when your team doesn't agree with it. Oh, and another one that I like is 3 signs your amazing company culture actually sucks. Michelle will let you know about that.
Yes, I will. Let me tell you.
Yes.
I
will. But first, she won't hold back, trust me. But first, Michelle has the news.
We begin this morning with Top 40 Financial News. BIC APP, the parent company of Counselor Top 40 supplier Norwood and BIC Graphic North America, said its 2013 first quarter sales decreased by 11.2%. In its latest outlook, BIC APP is now forecasting a potential 2013 sales decline in the low to mid-single digits. Industry personnel news now. Bob Bickert, the founder of supplier firm Crown Products, has announced his retirement from the company. Also, Top 40 distributor Halo Branded Solutions has announced that it's hired Linda Jankowski to its senior leadership team as CFO. On to supplier financial news now. Apparel firm Hanesbrand announced that it had more than $50 million in profits in the first quarter of 2013, despite declining sales. While the company's sales were down 3% in the quarter, its expenses fell by 13% thanks to lower cotton costs this year compared to 2012. On to industry awards news, Counselor Product Design Awards voting is now open. Go to www.counselormag.com to vote. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show today. Joe, what are you doing today?
Well, speaking of the Counselor Awards, we have a look at one of the categories today. Some of the finalists, not all the finalists, but some of the finalists in the housewares category. So make sure you go there. You vote online for your favorite product, and you can also check some of them out on today's Joe Show. But before we get into anything else, we're going to take some calls today. Every year, the counselor puts together something we call the hot list, and it's hot people in the industry who are movers and shakers and doing things a little different than someone else, and you know, really has the industry buzzing about these people. So first, Vinny, let's go to line one, where we have Heidi Thorne on the line. Good morning, Heidi. How are you?
Good morning.
And how are we today?
Chipper.
Oh, we are wonderful. How's everybody there?
We are terrific. Welcome and congratulations to being named to the hot list.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So why do you think you deserve to be on the hot list? Let's ask you that question.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, I am so hot. You know that. So.
All seriousness.
Good for you, Heidi.
Heidi's one of our educators at ASI shows, and she really does a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? You know why I think I'm standing out, I guess, you know, from some of my peers is that I've taken a really different approach to being a distributor. For me, promotional products are just something that I use to help people get their message out. But really, I am in the business of educating my customers on how to market better and basically how to use promotional products to help them get their message and image out there.
That's great. Heidi, can you tell us what are some of your favorite things about the industry?
My favorite things about the industry, one, it is always changing. So so that gives me a lot of material for my blog usually. And it has so many facets to it. And it, what's really interesting is that, you know, I know there's other peers in the industry, you know, and they specialize in various markets, whether it's schools or nonprofits or small business or, you know, big business. There's always a niche for someone. And so I think the multifaceted aspect of it is just amazing, and it's always changing, and it's always exciting and new, and I know from looking at Joe's lovely Blast from the Past.
Oh, Heidi loves that.
I love that, Joe. That is the first thing I look at in Advantages. I'm not kidding you.
Excuse me. What about the editor's letter?
Second thing.
And you know, what's interesting about it is to see how those things have changed for us over the years. I mean, when those articles and those ads came out, that was probably the hottest thing out there. You know?
Yep.
And you know, and to see what's hot over the years, I just think that is hilarious. And so it's just proof that this industry is just in a constant state of flux.
Heidi, you've been a regular at ASI Show Education Days. What type of things do distributors talk about after your class with you that they really appreciate you imparting to them?
Yeah, you know what? One of the things is how do they get time to do social media? You know, I think that's one, because that's a lot of what I do talk about. And I think that's where a lot of them feel like they're getting overwhelmed, you know, because it's really, really easy to get stuck on social media, and you can end up spending 2, 3, 4 hours a day, and then at the end of the day, you wonder, you know, what did I actually accomplish? And I,
yeah.
And I think that's a serious situation for a lot of them. So that's one of the things that I know I do talk about in the classes, and you know, and other places, is, you know, how to pare that down to where it's being effective for you and a tool to market your business, but not, you know, sucking your business away from you. And I say, you know, don't spend over a half an hour or so a day on it. You know, so there will be some days where it'll be more. But
are we all hearing that? Half an hour a day, people.
Half an hour.
So I have actually to increase it by 100% now.
Well, you know what's interesting is I have to do this with email too. I set actually a timer. You know, I know, you know, I have to set an alarm for myself, so I know to get off, you know, because it's so easy to get sucked in.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much for calling in, and, you know, congratulations to being named to the hot list. Will you be at the party in New York on Wednesday?
No, I was not. I was here doing other events and things. So,
okay.
I hope to see all of you folks at ASI Chicago. I know some of you will be there.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Heidi.
Well, good. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Vinny, let's go to line 3, where we have Katie Smart on the line. She's with Access Promotion. They're actually in New York. So,
yeah.
Katie, we expect to see you Wednesday night. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are terrific.
Hey, Katie Smart.
Hi, guys.
Hey, congratulations for being named to the hot list. And
Thank you.
You know, we have the party tomorrow night. We will see you there?
You will see me there, though I can't believe it starts so late.
Well, that's when all the hot people get together. So what type of things are you doing now in the industry that are really, you know, have people in the industry buzzing?
You know, I think one of the things that you know, the idea that's different is I brought trend reporting to Access.
Okay.
If no one has seen it, Katie, I'm going to talk about your trend report for a second. You need to go and Google Access's trend report, because I'm the one who wrote about Katie in this issue of Counselor Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it would put Vogue to shame. That's how great it is. And you did a fantastic job with it.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's that great, but
I would.
No, but I did. I came from the fashion industry. When I found Access, so I had experience with Fashion Week and, you know, with seeing trends. And I think trend spotting is one of those things you have a natural eye for, whether it's trends in fashion, trends in business, trends in technology. So it it was a pretty easy transition for me. And when I came to Access, one of my first assignments was to do a trend report for a client. And we were able to turn it into something bigger and really show how trends start out at retail and they start out at Fashion Week and how they become promotional products. And our clients come to us for the top trends and they want to know what's going to be hot. They, you know, they want to invest their money in something that that's going to last, that's going to be special, that's going to resonate at the time that they're giving it out. So for our clients, it's an important, you know, part of our business for them to be able to see what's trending and for us to be able to provide them with that in advance of whenever it, you know, hits retail. They can, you know what the hot color is in advance. So if they're doing something, you know, overseas and they need a little more lead time, when it hits the States, you know, the same trends are hitting retail, and it really makes them seem that much more, ahead of the game.
So what are the top three trends, if you can tell us?
I haven't released my trend report yet for next year. Okay. I do them in advance. But just in terms of just general trends, I would think that, you know, number one is technology right now. So many of our clients are coming to us for the hottest tech gifts, and there are a lot of vendors out there with some great tech items right now, things that, you know, work with your smartphone and work with your tablet. I would also say health and wellness is making a huge comeback. We're seeing a lot of really great health and wellness gifts, a lot of great, you know, bring your food to work, you know, kind of items, a lot of great portion control items. There's kind of I'm big into CrossFit. There's a resurgence in different kinds of fitness to stay in shape instead of the traditional going to the gym. So seeing a lot of fitness items. And also I would say USA made is definitely on its way back.
That's great. Well, Katie, as usual, you're spot on. Having just come back from the Hong Kong gift show, two of those three trends for sure were very prominent, and that would be tech items, everything that had to do with Bluetooth, iPad, all of that. Anything that Apple does is immediately knocked off at the Hong Kong show. And health and wellness as well. Of course, made in the USA wasn't so big at the Hong Kong show.
Yeah.
The
weird.
First two
That's
were.
Really
yeah,
weird.
Right.
Did you bring back anything?
I brought back
I can't imagine
stuff.
Why. Yeah.
Well, Katie, I can't wait to meet you in person, and I look forward to seeing you and the famous Larry tomorrow night.
Yep, that'll be great. I can't wait to see you.
Katie, thanks for calling in, and congratulations to being named to the hot list.
Thank you so much.
All right, now we're going to move on to your calls. We still have some open lines, so you can give us a call at 215-953-4979, where we're talking about effective social media platforms to use in your business. And we're going to go to line four, where we have Colleen on the line. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, how are you?
We're terrific. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's your question?
Well, I actually just sat through a social media seminar, and honestly, I'm more confused than ever about which platform I should be using to market and promote my company and to get my name out there. So if you were going to pick just one platform, which would it be?
Jan?
At the moment, it's probably going to be Facebook, I think. I don't think it's going to last for that much longer, but I think at the moment, that's the one you have to do. Okay. But you can't just go to your site. You have to bring something to the users, otherwise it doesn't matter which way you go. You have to provide value to people for them to come to see you. So I think you need to first decide who it is that you're trying to reach and what it is you can bring to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you attack your social media, but you have to have that plan in mind first, I think.
Now, Jan, you said that Facebook's not going to last that much longer. Why is that, and what will replace it as the top platform, do you think?
It's interesting. Facebook, I think, in at least in the U.S., I think people are just coming off it a little bit now, and the number of people actually signing up for Facebook is, I don't know if it's decreasing, but anyway, the trend is down for sure. I think it's a little bit, but there's still tons and tons of people on it. I mean, you can't dismiss that. As of today, that is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think long term, I read some studies where they look at young people and the kind of things that they're doing, and but they are all kind of eclectic sites right now. I don't think there's one that's really emerged as the one that will replace it. But you can't help thinking, unless Facebook changes something with all the privacy issues and everything that they've had, they might go the MySpace, type ruse. So they're doing things with the mobile and stuff like that. But I mean, they're not there yet, but unless they don't change anything, they might go there. They're just not so trendy with the young people anymore.
Yeah, because kids don't want their parents stalking them on Facebook, so they're not using it.
Apparently, parents are okay. I didn't get that one. But
a possible resurgence of MySpace. Very interesting. Well, Colleen, hopefully we gave you some good information there. Stay on the line. Vinny will get your information, and we'll get you out a Visa gift card. We're going to send you a JoJo key tag and, of course, the ASI Radio finger puppets.
The ever-popular finger puppets.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not on that one.
All right, Vinny, let's go to line two, where we have Darren on the line. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but I was wondering about Facebook and whether Facebook is really the right platform for my business, because to me it seems unfocused, and I'm wondering if I'm just wasting my time on there.
Jan?
Facebook as a platform is plenty of things, that's for sure, but yeah. The thing is, you have to be focused on what you're trying to achieve, and I think you'll attract the friends that have the same focus. So I mean, it's true, Facebook platform is so big that if you look at it as a whole, then yeah, there's so many things. But this is where you differentiate yourself, and this is where you get your social network, by being focused on, you know, certain people, certain market, and topics, and mm-hmm. how you help them.
Would you recommend having a Facebook page for your business in addition to a personal profile?
Oh, definitely separate them.
Okay.
Oh, definitely don't mix up the personal. You have all kind of privacy issues anyway, mm-hmm. if you don't. But yeah, you should definitely have a professional page for your company. And it doesn't, you know, if you have a personal one that you want to share sometimes with the company, you can, at least you have the option. But yeah, I would separate.
Okay. And Darren's talking about being focused. How would you focus? I mean, what would it be as a traditional distributor? What type of focus do you think that he should put into it?
Well, so you have to, it's marketing 101. I think you have to identify your market. Once you have done that, then your page or whatever you post should reflect that focus. So if you're into, I don't know, schools, or if you're into sports, then you should, bring... share things from that area, and that's how you bring your focus to it. And then if you have, you can customize a little bit your look and feel. So if you're into sports, you should have sporty pictures on that page, mm-hmm. and then reference sporty articles and things like that.
What about Twitter? I mean, you said, Jan, that while Facebook seems to be stagnant, Twitter is not. Twitter's actually growing, right?
Twitter is weird. I'm still trying to figure it out. I think Twitter is 150 characters. So, again, you're trying to provide content, you're trying to provide benefits to your users or the people following you. So I think you use Twitter to reference other things. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you have a blog, and it's great to have Twitter because you put an article on your blog, then they go to your blog. Or you use Twitter to try to connect with people by being very personal. So I think the tone is very different. If you're not used to social media, I would be careful on Twitter when you're trying to represent your company, because mm-hmm. it's quite easy to go off the edge, really.
I think it's interesting that right now Twitter is really what's breaking news. I mm-hmm. mean, when you look at the bombings that happened in Boston,
right?
Twitter was immediately what.
That's
everybody
what I
followed.
Go to first thing in the morning, not CNN.
Which is totally a cultural shift.
Yes.
I mean, really, to not go to CNN,
right.
Which is really where the world went when people shuddered. They went to CNN.
See, I think it's great for news. I think it's great for personal things, and that's things great like the retweets and the articles. But mm-hmm. the question is, as to promote your company, I think it's a little harder. How did you do with Twitter? Mm-hmm.
Well, Darren, hopefully we gave you some information there that's going to be of use to you, and we haven't confused you. So stay on the line. Vinny will get your information, and we'll send you out that gift back.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to line three, where Joe's on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
All right.
Joe's always good.
This happens to be a topic every time you discuss. I still find some confusion over deciding. Actually, I've tried it. I know there's importance with the trending now, but I still can't find an interest in staying on there and just keep following up. So the one suggestion that came in the past was that I've been thinking of is hiring someone to do this. But the thing next is, because of my lack of interest, is how to put a value on what that would really be useful to me as far as in doing that. Real quickly, there was a company that I serviced. They hired a person in. They had 18 different dealerships, and they hired a person in to do their social media at each store. Then after a few months, they had one centralized person do it under an umbrella. And so I kind of watched the change from that, and I'm still kind of confused as to which way I should go on it. I know there's different areas to look for people, especially like you say with college students, but just in what type of value in putting in a position like that.
So you're saying you don't necessarily have the time to devote to it. You're asking us, should you hire somebody devoted just to social media? Jan?
Well, before you do,
Let me help you a second for this. Maybe you will help. So you can actually put a dollar value on a like in Facebook. So what you have to do, what you have to do is, you look at. So let's say your Facebook is a link to your shopping cart or something, right? So what you can do is, using Google Analytics or something, you can see who came from Facebook to buy things on your store. I'm just giving an example. Mm-hmm. Once you have that, you can correlate the number of likes with the number of things you got referred from that. And then you end up by saying, maybe, you know, I had a, I'm going to get the math wrong, but you had 1,000 likes and you managed to get $100 on your store. Then suddenly, you know, you have $0.1 on a like. Mm-hmm. So what happens then is when you hire somebody, you have to give them that focus that you want, though, because they can't come up with it. You have to come up with how they should focus, what they need to talk about. But once they're there, you say, look, you're here. I need you to increase by, you know, your number of likes by that much. And that will basically gives you, you know, the idea of how much should you pay them for it. Or you could say, if you increase by like that, you know, the likes by that many likes, then I will, you know, this is the salary that we give you, and you can kind of correlate it that way. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Jan was nervous there.
The reason is because if I don't have as much interest in it and doing it, it doesn't seem as valuable.
But the thing is...
And the way in which you put it, I now can see how I can assess a value to it that way, because I didn't really think of that because I didn't, you know, kind of like in sitting and doing it.
but bear in mind, if you hire somebody, you have to put some interest in it because it's your company, it's your message, it's your market. So you have to invest enough so that whoever you hire has that guidance, because mm-hmm. they can't come up with it for you, especially if you hire somebody from college where they have no idea what you're about. So you have to provide that guidance for them.
Okay. Well, Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Stay on the line, Vinny. We'll get your information. We'll get you out that prize pack. But before we go any further, we're going to hear a message from today's show sponsor, ASI Computers.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI SmartSales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
And welcome back to the show. When we talk about social media, we usually get a lot of calls. We get a lot of interest on Facebook as well, because it's a topic that a lot of people, you know, sometimes can't get their head around, can't wrap their head around it. So we had a bunch of comments. Michelle's going to share one with us.
We did. We have a ton of them, but I'm going to read one from Adam Brown from Motivators. And Motivators is a company who really does kind of get social media and uses mm-hmm. it, I would say, incredibly well.
Yep.
He says, Facebook is a great way to make a personal connection with your customer. They see you as a real person with real interests. You can have a separate account for work and use that to promote ideas and sales via Facebook status. I don't know what that means.
The answer is yes, you can.
But that's a good one, Adam.
A good comment, yeah.
No, I like the idea about Facebook too, because they can see you as that real person. You can share personal things, and they can connect either way, personally or on your company page, or the, you know, both.
But the whole social thing has to be personal somehow. You have to find mm-hmm. your voice. That is the whole point of it. Is if it's a marketing purely non-personal sort of way, it's not going to work. Yeah.
I would say just real quickly that a lot of these comments, I would say a large majority of them, also mentioned Pinterest, which we didn't. But they seem to be saying that you can use Facebook and Pinterest in conjunction with each other to really promote images, which especially in our industry, which is so product heavy, that would be
the visuals.
Mm-hmm. I think all the distributors should be on Pinterest.
Vinny, let's go to line one. We have Stanley on the line from California. Find out what he's got to say today. Good morning, Stanley.
Hi, Stanley.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Thanks.
Stanley, are you on the hot
good.
List?
Good. What's that?
Are you on the hot list?
I don't even know.
You're on my hot list, Stanley.
Yeah, I was about to say he's an hour hot list for sure.
That's right.
Stanley, what's on your mind today?
We have our own hot list out here. It's interesting. I was in a seminar a couple weeks ago, and one of the quotes I heard from Franklin Covey said is, it's not prioritizing your schedule that's important. It's prioritizing what you allow on your schedule. And with that in mind, you know, there's only so much time in the day. So, you know, I've been trying to figure out, as a lot of people, you know, Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn. I find that when I put things on Facebook, like the gentleman was saying, you know, you get 1,000 likes, but if it doesn't produce your phone ringing, if it doesn't make sales happen, it seems like we do a lot of stuff to put things out there, but there isn't a lot of return. And my question is, how can you focus what you put on so you can follow up and be more proactive and make sales happen? Is there a strategy?
Of course, we're going to Jan again.
It's the Jan show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that one is a difficult one. I think you have to look at the Facebook in two ways. One, for generating revenues for new people, but one, I think, is to also keep in touch with the customers you already have, which we know it's, you know, it's always, it's a good thing to keep the ones that you already have. So I think you have to analyze, there's tools to do it. You have to analyze the people that you like, and you can see who they are, and you can see how many new people you're bringing in. And I think that's like how you can relate it.
You know, and I think it's about actually using the social media. I mean, actually using it, not just creating it like the Field of Dreams. You know, if you build it, they will come. I mean, I sat in on a focus group once, and it was about websites. And a distributor had a website for 2 years, and he got rid of it because he got zero business with it. But it was created, and he did nothing to it. He did nothing to put video on there, any type of blogs on there, any type of specials. He had no marketing materials that directed people to the website. He didn't advertise the website whatsoever. So it just sat there. But I think this is the same thing. You have to use it if you're going to find value from it. And that might not be in actual hard sales. It might be in connecting with new people.
Right.
It might be in getting referrals. It might be just staying connected with your current clients.
But once you have that, so once you monitor that, I think the other way to do is to do like a campaign. So you do like, come here. You have to be careful with the Facebook terms and conditions. But I think you can do a campaign. And then what you do is you measure the response of that campaign to your store. So you do, do something like, this week we have great, like $150 off on an order or something, click here to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you can put a dollar value on that one, because you'll be able to see who clicked on that. And I think if you combine the two, that's how you make money through the social.
Okay. Stanley, well, hopefully that...
How would you compare, last thing, you spending your time on Facebook or sending out really good monthly newsletters to your clients?
See, newsletters for me is, I think it's a little bit of the old way. Newsletters, the problem is you don't actually get anything back from the people you sent it to. They could put it in the trash, they could put it, you don't know that. And then you can combine the two, but with the Facebook, at least you have a way for measuring what people care about, but with the number of likes, the number of comments you get back. With a newsletter, nobody answers back.
Yeah, I would transfer the newsletter to a blog.
I would, the newsletter is a blog, referencing Facebook, or put the newsletter directly in Facebook. I don't know what kind of newsletter you have.
But direct mail is not dead. I mean, I would still use direct mail. You can use it for self-promotions and such.
Well, yeah.
Definitely.
But direct mail is still alive, and I would convert to a blog.
The social gives you something that the newsletter will never, which is feedback, and know what works or what doesn't work with your base.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, Stanley, thanks a lot for calling. The next voice you hear will be the lovely Vinnie Driscoll. He'll get your information. All right, we're going to move on. Just this past weekend, our own Michelle Bell was in Omaha, Nebraska, weren't you?
The vibrant, thriving metropolis of Omaha, Nebraska.
And why were you there, Michelle?
I was there with my pal Craig Nadel, who is a shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway. And every year, Warren Buffett and his partner Charlie Munger have a shareholders meeting. And it's quite... interesting and unique, because 30,000 people show up in a stadium, and these two older guys, Warren Buffett's 82 and Charlie Munger's 89, and they sit up on the stage and they don't move. They just sit there and they take questions from the audience, because, you know, if you're a shareholder, you're allowed to ask questions. And it's really quite interesting to see. The questions are not pre-scripted. Anybody can ask anything they want. There were journalists in the audience, so they, you know, of course, there was a journalist from Fortune, and Andrew Ross Sorkin was there, who wrote the book Too Big to Fail, which was the HBO movie. So it was great, but there were some interesting things that Warren Buffett said. You know what he's most concerned about?
Social media. You never know.
Healthcare in the U.S. He's concerned about the rising cost of healthcare. He finds that very problematic, and that's something that he's keeping his eye on. Somebody asked him about Bitcoin. Now, the thing about Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are they're known for their investment prowess. I mean, they're very steady investors. They don't go after sexy kind of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't invest in things they don't understand. So for someone to ask them about Bitcoin, do you guys know what Bitcoin is? I'm sure Jan
does. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay, so that just threw them. Bitcoin is, Jan, you want to, it's an online currency.
They're trying to replace the bank system. It's kind of like a, you know, trust me type of things, but it's total transparency of all the transactions that happen there.
So it's got a lot of kind of luster around it right now because it's the hot, sexy mm-hmm. thing. And Warren Buffett sat on the stage and he said, you know, I really don't know a lot about it, but just to let you know, not 1 cent of our money is going into that stock. So that pretty much
I don't think a lot of people are putting money into it.
Actually, the two original investors in Facebook, they have lots of money in there.
Do they?
But I think it's a month ago now that the Bitcoin value went down drastically because there was things about it. But you can't buy much with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the time and services for other people using Bitcoin. But I think if they extended to start buying things, it'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a report on that today in Promogram because they gave away a ton of promotional products. There was one thing I would say, though. Charlie Munger won my heart because somebody asked him about being on social media because Warren Buffett is now on Twitter.
Right.
And Charlie Munger retorted with one word, no.
So Michelle's heart is no longer up for grabs.
And Warren Buffett's first tweet?
His first tweet was, Warren's in the house.
That's a hip 80-year-old. All right, we have very little time left, so we're going to go rapid fire around the table with our favorite things, starting with Michelle.
Oh, hi. Mine is from Gemline, our friends, and they are ASI 56070, and it's www.gemline.com, and it's on our website. And mine, in honor of Jan being with us, my two favorite things, vin et fromage, wine and cheese. It's a wine and cheese holder
can't
and
go
carrier.
Wrong with that. You have to have bread with it, though. But
all right, Kathy.
All right, mine, just because it's summertime almost, mine is from Howe Manufacturing, ASI 61952, and they have a whole boatload of light-up bar supplies, but I like their 5-light LED ice bucket. It's perfect for parties and special events.
Jan?
Me, it's a cooler box. Here you go. It's there. I have one.
Oh, he actually bought it. How nice.
Time for picnics cooler. and go to the beach and everything, so that's great. And it's a built-in not toxic gel packs, which is great if you've got kids that tend to suck everything, so which I did. So the ASI number is 63037, and the email address is icoolerusa.com.
All right, and I'm going to bring it up the rear here with this is the hoodie cooler. It looks like a hoodie. It's got drawstrings, got a little front pocket, a quarter zip on. It's good for bottles. It's good for cans. It's great for the summer, summertime promotions. Also for colleges, universities, fraternities, and sororities. You can find us from Cooler Graphics. You can find them online at www.coolergraphic.com. Well, that's all the time we had today. We'd like to thank today's ASI radio show sponsor, ASI Computers, and tune in next week where we'll all be back in the house, just like Warren Buffett.
Yay.